I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with you for Terry Lynn Carrington's new work, Money Jungle, Provocative and Blue, on Jazz Set from WBGO in Newark, New Jersey, and NPR Music. Ellington, Mingus, Roach, a triumvirate, not a trio, wrote George Wein in the liner notes to the original Money Jungle. One day in 1962, the elite trio of Duke Ellington, Charles Mingus, and Max Roach went into a studio and recorded the album Money Jungle. Ellington composed the music based on the blues. He was in his 60s, Mingus and Roach each about 40. Absent any one of them, American music would not be what it is today. Baby girl Terry Lynn Carrington was born in 1965 into a family of jazz musicians in Boston. Drums were her destiny. When grown-up Terry Lynn found a copy of Money Jungle in a music store's discount bin, she was intrigued. She started listening and soon dreaming about the music, thinking she could do something with it. It's a heavy dream, as Terry Lynn herself says. When you start rearranging Duke Ellington, you better feel good about it. We're at Berklee College of Music in Boston for an album release concert for Money Jungle, Provocative and Blue. New from Berklee percussion professor Terry Lynn Carrington, with guest pianist Gerald Clayton, and an accomplished ensemble of her students in surround sound on Jazz Set.
I never intend to adjust myself to economic conditions that will take necessities from the many to give luxuries to the few. Leave millions of God's children smothering in an airtight cage of poverty.
The panic we face in these early years of the 21st century is how to grow our economies and ensure shared prosperity.
I still spend about an hour a day trying to study this economy. And I'm not running for anything, and I don't have a political agenda. I tried to figure out what...
The amount of deprivation in our world still remains unacceptable. Half of our fellow human beings live on less than $2 a day. That's simply not acceptable in a civilized world.
It's important that we address the irresponsibility and recklessness that got us into this mess in the first place.
Of the cosmos, basking in the glorious sun, glowing in infinite possibilities. It flowers mainly in July, but it also blooms in mid-September, the African flower. It blooms in places where it's cultivated and inspired to produce its most striking in beautiful pose. A small almond-shaped seed full of love with tastes of sugarcane.
Money Jungle, Fleurette Africaine, Backward Country Boy Blues, and Very Special, in one continuous flow. Music by Ellington, arrangements by Carrington. Gerald Clayton is the pianist in concert at Berklee Performance Center in Boston on Jazz Set. Next, music by Terry Lynn, inspired by the original Money Jungle. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. This concert is part of the 2013 Signature Series at Berklee College of Music, sponsored by the Office of External Affairs and Africana Studies in the Liberal Arts Department, and we thank them for sharing it with Jazz Set. Duke Ellington called his music American music, not jazz. And though he performed it from Near East to Far East and beyond, he might not have anticipated that people from all over the world would come to America to study jazz. Terry Lynn Carrington's student ensemble represents Israel, Spain, Colombia, Puerto Rico, Portland, Los Angeles, Baltimore, New York State, and Boston. Shay Rose and Joanna Teeters are the vocalists, with guitarist Asher Kurtz, Edmar Colon on flute and tenor, Eitan Goffman on flute, John Agizi on trombone, Grant Richards keyboards, Zach Brown bass, Sergio Martinez and Leonardo Osuna Sosa percussion, Gabriela Jimeno computers. Gerald Clayton is the special guest pianist and composer of his own piece for Ellington, later in Money Jungle, Provocative in Blue.
Maxwell Roach was an American jazz percussionist, drummer, and composer. A pioneer of bebop, Roach went on to work in many other musical styles and is generally considered one of the most important drummers in history. Roach also led his own groups and made numerous musical statements relating to the civil rights movement. By matching his rhythmic attack with a tune's melody, Roach brought a newfound subtlety of expression to his instrument. While that approach is common today, when Roach helped introduce the new style in the 1940s, it was a revolutionary musical advance of which drummers experienced awe, puzzlement, and even fear. My point is that we must decolonize our minds and rename and redefine ourselves in all respects, culturally, politically, socially. We must redefine ourselves and our lives in our own terms. Max Roach.
Thank you.
That's A Little Max for drummer Max Roach, written by Duke Ellington half a century ago for the album Money Jungle.
Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater receives support from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works.
Terry Lynn Carrington says, "It's my goal to bring some fresh light and fresh energy to Duke's music in general, and Money Jungle in particular." And I think Professor Carrington may have conceived of this performance as a teaching tool. Shay Rose narrates.
Charles Mingus, Jr. was an American jazz bassist, composer, and bandleader. He was also known for his activism against racial injustice. Mingus is highly ranked among the composers and performers of jazz. His compositions retained the hot and soulful feel of hard bop and drew heavily from black gospel music, while sometimes drawing on elements of third stream, free jazz, and classical music. As a performer, Mingus was a pioneer in double bass technique, widely recognized as one of the instrument's most proficient players. Nearly as well known as his ambitious music was Mingus's often fearsome temperament. His refusal to compromise his musical integrity led to many onstage eruptions. Because of his brilliant writing for mid-size ensembles and his catering to and emphasizing the strengths of the musicians and his groups, Mingus is often considered the heir of Duke Ellington, for whom he expressed great admiration. Creativity is more than just being different. Anybody can play weird. That's easy, and making the simple complicated is commonplace. What's hard is to be as simple as Bach. Making the simple awesomely simple. That's creativity. Charles Mingus. Thank you. Duke Ellington. Edward Kennedy Duke Ellington was an American composer, pianist, and bandleader, recognized during his life as one of the most influential figures in jazz, if not American music. Ellington wrote over 1,000 compositions. In the opinion of many, he is the greatest composer, American or otherwise, of the 20th century. Ellington called his music American music rather than jazz, and he liked to describe those who impressed him as beyond category. There is hardly any money interest in art, and music will be there when money is gone. Duke Ellington. The name of this next song is Cut Off, written by Gerald Clayton to my right, and inspired by Duke Ellington's Solitude. Thank you.
Gerald Clayton plays Cut Off, his piece for Duke Ellington. And he is the pianist on the CD, Money Jungle, Provocative and Blue. So why did Ellington call his album Money Jungle? The answer is touched upon in his words, provocative words, that close this concert.
If jazz means anything at all, which is questionable, it meant the same thing it meant to musicians 50 years ago. Freedom of expression. I can't help feeling that the music has outgrown the word jazz. The greatest danger to civilization is that we don't appreciate enough our natural heritage. Musicians of the past have influenced all musicians of the future. I think jazz will be listened to by the same people that listen to it now. Those who like creative things, whether they understand them or not. If it is accepted as an art, it is the same as any other art. The popularity of it doesn't matter, doesn't mean anything. Because when you get into the popularity, then you're talking about money, not music. Duke Ellington.
Shea Rose closes Money Jungle, Provocative and Blue, in concert produced by Tom Riley and Rob Rose at Berklee College of Music in Boston. The players are Terry Lynn Carrington, drums, special guest Gerald Clayton on piano, bassist Zach Brown. Everyone's name in this ensemble of Berklee students from around the world is at jazzset.npr.org. Thanks to Rob Hayes and recording engineer Alejandro Rodriguez. Surround sound mix by Duke Marcos. Producer Becca Pulliam at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Back next time with more great live music on Jazz Set.